One of the last ships to call in Petersburg this season, the American Constellation, was in port Thursday, September 13th. The Petersburg Medical Center's infection control director, Liz Bacom, says the local hospital that day started seeing both passengers and crew from the ship.
So the first patient came in through the emergency room, and this patient was worked up for upper respiratory pneumonia, possibly lower respiratory. And then after that, shortly thereafter, we were getting calls of for appointments for the clinic to see more of the cruise ship passengers and employees. And because the physicians work really well together, they talk amongst each other, hey, I've got this case or that case. And they were able to say, you know, this almost looks like flu. Let's investigate a little bit further.
Bacom hadn't heard of other flu in Alaska from regular reports she receives from the state. However, some of the patients did test positive for flu, prompting the hospital to vaccinate its own employees and contact the ship to let them know. The medical center's CEO, Phil Hofstetter, explains.
What we did is with Dr. Heyer, one of the physicians, we called the captain, let him know. And, you know, they were just wanted to know recommendations and, you know, help limit some of the the tourists' activities for the day and, you know, educating the personnel. And it's really up to them at that point, you know, what to do or how to manage their staff and the passengers.
Samples were also sent off for testing at the state's public health lab in Fairbanks. The ship's next port of call, Wrangell, was also notified. Physician Mark Tosillo says symptoms of this strain of flu are different from viruses that hit last year.
This is actually more typical than what we saw last year, which didn't have a fever, didn't have red eyes, didn't have the whole constellation of things we usually base that on. So, you know, luckily Dr. Heyer took a look and said, no, this looks like flu. Red eyes, runny nose, headache, nausea, fevers, night sweats.
The symptoms are also different from another health problem on Alaska-bound cruise ships, norovirus, which is limited to gastrointestinal problems. State health officials say they see cases of flu just about year-round, and other cases have already been reported in the state this year. The peak of the season is normally sometime in the winter or spring. The federal government's Centers for Disease Control starts counting cases in October, and because of that, that's sometimes thought of as the start of the flu season. The vaccine also goes out to healthcare providers in the fall. Last year's season in Alaska got off to an early start, and it did send people to the hospital here in Petersburg. Tosillo explains last year's season was a difficult one.
It was hard, but luckily it was not a particularly virulent strain. Had it been a bad influenza, we would have really had some problems. Because, I mean, I had more people in the hospital last year from influenza than I probably have in my whole career.
This year, most in the community have yet to have a flu shot, and there was some concern over exposure of community members. The medical center representatives say the cases from the cruise ship are an early reminder that flu season is on its way and are taking the opportunity to repeat their recommendation to get a flu shot. Again, here's Bacom.
Of course, last year we all know the vaccine wasn't as great as we would have liked. It never is 100%. It's kind of like you need to do the belt and suspenders kind of thing. Even though you got the flu shot, you still need to be careful with high contact areas and washing your hands and all that stuff to keep yourself from getting sick. Elderly especially, when they get the vaccine, their immune response can wane after several months. And if they've gotten their shot in October last year, by September the following year, that immunization's not going to help them. And it's a little early for the next season vaccine. So we're dealing with that kind of a gap.
The hospital has received the new vaccine, and officials there expect to be offering it to the public at shot clinics in the near future. People can also schedule an appointment. The American Constellation is owned by American Cruise Lines. The company did not respond to requests for comment on the flu cases. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.